Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. How are you tonight? My name is Mike Chambers. It is Tuesday night, the 9th of October, 2007. Got a good show for you tonight. Our guest tonight is going to be Josh Reeves. And Josh is a documentary filmmaker and a talk show host as well on the TrueNet Radio Network. He has a nightly show called the Global Reality Hour. We're going to talk with Josh here just after the break. He's been doing research into a group of people called the Council for National Policy. And we'll dig into that tonight and more. We'll have your calls as well after the top of the hour. That number is 800-313-9443. That is 800-313-9443. If you would like to join the conversation at any time, please feel more than free to do so. Chat rooms are open tonight at both republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on the chat link there on the front page and sign up with a name, and you're in. And a password, all that good stuff, then you're right in there. And then the TrueNet Radio, the Midnight Rider Show website, midnightridershow.com. Click that chat link, and that'll take you right over to the Midnight Rider Show chat room. Two chat rooms running simultaneously at the same time. Two good sets of conversation. And then he got to talk with Chris Matthews in an interview on Hardball, which was pretty darn good. Matthews was pretty amicable to him and nice. It was a good performance by Paul. But Fred Thompson, I mean, he looks like, man, he's like dead. It's definitely like Weekend at Bernie's with Fred Thompson. And Mitt Romney looks like, you know, he's like a Ken doll that's been perfectly coiffed. Insane. Absolutely insane. And so we'll get into that probably tomorrow night about the debate. But we'll talk to Josh tonight. It was rather interesting if you didn't get a chance to see it. Real crazy stuff. I don't know if we're here, there, or otherwise. Okay, we're good. Okay, good. Whew. It's kind of like, what happened? I see the chats popping up all over the place going, what's going on here? All right, so Manny says we're good. So if Manny says we're good, then by golly, we're good. That's great. All right, so we're going to come back after the break and talk with our guest, Josh Reeves. His website is newworldrisingmovie.com. So we'll be back here in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Take it all lying down, 'cause once I get started, I go to town. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't. Confess all my sins like you want me to. There's one thing that I will say to you. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. How are you here? It is Tuesday night on the program, and we've got Mike Gravel now stating that he is a one world government guy. Oh my! Folks, the fun never stops. It never ever stops, and so. We're trying to reestablish contact with Josh Reeves. We lost contact with him momentarily. We're trying to get him back, and as soon as we do, we'll bring him on to the program. We had my mind just slipped here. Oh, the Ron Paul campaign. That's what I wanted to talk about next. $465,959.70 is what they've raised so far this month. That's about 10% of what they're needing for the month. They said they need $4 million for the month, $12 million for the quarter. And there's a pledge drive going on over at pledgebank.com. It's pledgebank.com/PAUS-100MILL. And so just grab a handy dandy web browser, head over there and make your pledge. And the pledge is this: then between now and the end of the quarter, you'll donate $100. And you mark the pledge there, and when you've given the money, you go back and tell the pledge that you're done. And right now, only a little over 2,000 people have done this, and I'm really surprised. I mean, very, very surprised. Kind of shocked, actually, that that's only been the case. But they had a little bit, I think they did about a 65,000 today. And so hopefully that number will continue to go up. All right, we've got Mike Gravel here. Evidently, looks like it's after a debate of some sort, and he's all for a one-world government. Here we go.
Some of the folks on the Internet that I've talked to, especially Ron Paul supporters, are kind of – they're very skeptical about the statements you made about a possible global tax on carbon or something like that. What they're afraid of is the consolidation of power on a world scale. And so I want to hear some of your take on – what you see as a potential world organization. Where do you want to see the world going in sort of a cooperation of nations?
To think that the world can survive without some form of global governance, it's bad thinking. And I was asked on Shawnee Combs once, he said, Gravel, you're for a world government. Of course, any reasonable person would be. Problem is the world is not mature enough to handle a world government today. And that's the direction we need to go in, rather than going back in the other direction, which is the direction of anarchy in the jungle.
Right.
And that's where some of his views will lead us.
And of course, any world government that you would support would be a world government constructed by the people and for the people.
Now you get it. It would be, you can't have a world government until you empower the people to make laws. Then when they can make laws at the city council level, they can make laws at the state level, they can make laws at the federal level, and then they can make laws at the global level. I mean, we now have moved forward scientifically. At the global level, we can destroy the planet. And we are doing it slowly with the climate that we've, our technology that we have. Now, what we have is coming at us is an economic globalism, which we don't really understand, don't handle very well, because the corporate interests own our national government, and therefore they only take care of themselves and not the average citizen. And so people who don't recognize that we can destroy the planet, we are destroying the planet slowly, and that the corporate society that's run by people in the global economy responsible to no one are calling the shots right now, and then somebody is looking up, well, we got to go back the other way. That is not an answer. We have to go in that direction. That means we have to have some form of governance to govern these corporations out there in no man's land that are causing problems not only in the United States but in every other country in the world.
Thank you there, Mike Gravel. Loving that one world government. Bring it on. Yeah. Well, I guess mark him off the list. Dennis Kucinich, off the list. Jiminy Christmas. You know, it never fails. I mean, absolutely never, ever fails, does it? These people, no matter how much they cloak themselves in freedom and independence and all this kind of stuff, it's the same thing over and over and over every time. Every freaking time. Just just amazing. We've got our guest. We'll go to him in just a second. So, Josh, don't go anywhere. I want to say hello to everybody in the chat rooms. First, in the RBN chat room, we've got 70RR, Catherine, pistol packing, mama. I've got to get little pistols for her to fire off. She's in there. And we've got Fresh, Jack Spratt, John G, underscore DDI, Michael, Manny is in there, and Rob. So if everybody wants to talk, go talk to Manny, go talk to Manny right now. As he's go-bricking. Actually, he's not. Manny's been working pretty hard in the last few minutes. In the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we've got Doug, Magdaddy, JD Spido, Chris, Lee, Josh, Lucas, Michael, Mike, and the Viper. So hello to everybody in both chat rooms. All right, now to our guest, Josh Reeves. Josh, how are you, my friend?
Well, Mike, can you hear me loud and clear, my friend?
I can hear you just fine. How are you doing tonight?
All right. Well, I'm not doing too bad, but as Murphy's Law would dictate, Mike, about 2 seconds before I was going to come on with you, had some kind of crazy computer malfunction. And it's funny, at the past two times that I've come on to get this information out, both on the TruthNet radio show that I do and on this one, I've had problems right at the last minute. So, you know, that's pretty telling to the information we're going to get into tonight. And I really appreciate you having me back on. Wasn't really the time to get into it last Thursday with all that we had going on that night. But
when you disappeared a couple of minutes ago, I thought somebody had gotten arrested. So I was like, oh, my gosh, who now?
Yeah, you know, with so much going on, it's really hard to tell. But I am glad to be here, and I think we're going to get some really good information out. It's going to get people looking in some different directions tonight.
Yeah, about 2.5 minutes before we go to the break, you've been doing some research on a group of people called the Council for National Policy. Why don't you take about 2 minutes and kind of just give a brief overview of what this group is, and then after we come back from the break, we'll start digging into it even further.
Well, essentially what you have is a secretive group or a forum or think tank type of situation that was formed in 1981. It was basically formed as a counterweight to the Council on Foreign Relations, and it's comprised of mainly your Christian conservative right leaders, people such as Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, that kind of thing, was founded by the guy that wrote the Left Behind books. We're going to get into all that. But essentially what it is it's kind of your right-wing, hardcore Christian conservative arm of the New World Order. And essentially one of the things that's interesting about it is the fact that one of the conditions of the membership is that you cannot reveal the names of the other members in the Council for National Policy, and you cannot reveal the substance of the group's meetings. You look at a group like this, and the various keynote speakers they've had, they just had one 2 weeks ago in Salt Lake City, Utah. Dick Cheney was the keynote speaker. They have them, by their own admission, they have them twice a year. I've read they have them three times a year. They have one in the spring, one in the fall. And the keynote speaker in the spring was Fred Thompson. And essentially what these people do, from my investigation, is basically formulate policy in secret that concerns the aims of keeping the conservative Christian right in this country at ease.
So it's basically a group of guys that are getting together basically to ensure that the moral direction of our government heads in a certain direction according to what these people think it should go. That it in a nutshell, or is there more to it?
Right. Well, that's exactly. There's a little bit more to it than that, but that's the perfect summation of basically what they're in charge of doing. I mean, when you start looking at the various people that are in this group and the implications it has, it becomes very interesting.
All right, we're gonna grab a break. We'll come back, talk more about the Council for National Policy. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Midnight Rider. We'll take your call starting after the top of the hour. That number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com.
or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Yeah. All right. Josh Reeves, our guest tonight. And like I said, the number, we'll start taking calls after the top of the hour, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. That's the number to get in with us here on the program. Josh, you can hear me okay. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm back and everything's sounding loud and clear now, Mike. So I think we should be well around.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Excuse me. All right. So this is a group of people that want to steer the moral compass of this country. But as we know, with any time you have a group like this that starts meeting in secret, doesn't allow the press, doesn't allow the minutes of their meetings to be given out, it's not much of a stretch to think that probably something more than what is advertised is occurring. What is your research, Josh, shown about this?
Well, that's exactly right, Mike. And the thing about it is that, you know, when you look at all these various groups that that different people talk about, especially specifically in the Patriot movement, you see a lot of attention paid to things like the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group. You see a lot of time given to these groups, but the odd thing about this group, when I started looking into it, was the vast amount of secrecy that it had and the implications of the different members involved. I mean, you've got Rothschilds on here. You've got people from the DuPont family on here. You've got these various people essentially that are sitting in the same room as people like John Ashcroft, Jerry Falwell, who when he was alive, this Tim LaHaye guy that wrote the Left Behind books, Pat Robertson, and various others. And we'll get into talking about all the different members. But, yeah, the amount of secrecy surrounding this group is unlike anything else I've ever seen, strictly because we can't get membership lists of the members that attend each year past, like, 2002. So you can get ones from the 80s. The group started in 1981. You can get lists from the 80s, from the 90s, very readily available. But ones produced over the past few years are you cannot seem to find, and for no other reason than they do not want people to know that they are setting policy in there, especially when the group operates under a 501c3 tax exemption.
Right.
And that would, you know, definitely be in violation of some laws they're setting policies.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, the fact that, you know, their speakers list just in past years has been a who's who of administration people. And you go back to people like Ashcroft. I think Alberto Gonzalez has been in the group, has been there speaking, and Cheney there just this year, and he goes straight out to Utah. There's no word of what is said. I mean, they even have Secret Service going around through checking all the vehicles around this area where the whole event's being held at.
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing to me also, Mike, is you see people like Jim Tucker who are out at the Bilderberg Group meetings every year. These guys have moles on the inside getting them members lists. You have, a specific and a significant part of the year right there around June every year that's specifically dedicated to alternative news journalists going out and trying to ferret out who's at these meetings, who's involved, and what the agenda is. But to see that you have a group that is essentially the right-wing conservative version of this, with no one going out and trying to find out who's involved, who the players are, and what they're discussing, either means that people don't know about this group yet, or there's enough fear factor because of the big names you have involved in this that people just stay away from.
Yeah, and that definitely makes you wonder why there isn't more press coverage of this whole thing. And something that I want to get into, Josh, as the night progresses, is what your research and what your kind of your gut feeling is as to what their ultimate goal is regarding this group and how things, you know, tie, how the little web weaves, so to speak, through government, outside of government. I know there's some, you know, just from just a little looking I did, there's some very interesting ties between individuals like this guy who owns Blackwater, and another high-profile companies like that that are involved in the war in Iraq itself. I mean, here's a guy that's definitely this Prince guy who owns Blackwater is making a mint over there. Even though the Iraqi government has told the United States government to get these people out, no move has been made, and that doesn't appear like it's even going to be thought of on this side of the Atlantic.
Well, that's right, and that was kind of what led me into this research, Mike, was I had heard about this group from Peter Del Scott, who was on my program on TruthNet Radio, and he just mentioned it in passing during the course of the interview, and one of the things that he mentioned was the fact that this group was more powerful and secretive, and they were funding Blackwater.
We'll pick up right there and talk more about Blackwater and all the ties of this group when we come back. You're listening to The Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back in just a flash.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tonight, my guest is Josh Reeves. He's a documentary filmmaker, talk show host on the TruthNet Radio Network, and this program is also simulcast tonight on TruthNet Radio. So hello to everyone listening over there. Tonight, also on micro-broadcast FM stations all over the country, and that number is increasing. And I'm excited about that. I really am. The fact that we're getting on more and more stations out there with this program is incredible. Thursday night, we're going to have our micro broadcasting roundtable show, big show. If you've been thinking about micro broadcasting, or if you want a way that you can make a real difference in your community, this is it. And so we're going to have Mike Jones on, possibly a couple of others, to talk about micro broadcasting, kind of the ins and outs of it, how you can get started in it, what it requires. We're going to go A to Z. And so we're going to run the gamut, and you'll leave after 2 hours with complete information, enough information really to make a decision on whether or not this is something you would like to do. But I've got to tell you, you can make a huge impact in your community. And you may not know it. You're probably not going to get cards and letters and that kind of thing. But I've got to tell you that, yes, indeed, you will have a huge, huge impact. Austin, Texas has been an incredible test bed for this, with the number of micros that they've had surrounding the city for a number of years. And it's been very, very successful. That's why so many people are active down there in that area, in Austin, Round Rock, all over in there. People are so active, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that these micros are on the air. And that's one of the reasons why we're having this show on, because I really want to talk about solutions, because, folks, we are in the danger zone. And we'll get back to Josh in just a second, but I'm going to just do a quick little rant on this real fast. We are in the danger zone. The arrest of Elaine Brown has affected a lot of people. And a lot of people right now are very afraid. Afraid that somebody might come knocking on their door because they visited a chat room or a message board. Or because they actually showed up at their house and brought a cake or something. Folks, now is not the time to be afraid. They want you to be afraid. They want you to be so scared that you buckle up in fear and you leave this movement and you fade back into society. Now, if you feel that's what you should do and you don't feel strong enough about saving this country, if that's not a huge conviction for you, then yes, by all means, I say you fade back now. But if you believe in turning this country around and try to get our country back before it's too darn late, then it's time to step up, and it's time to start putting our money where our mouth is. It's time to start supporting advertisers. It's starting to start supporting networks. It's time to start supporting Ron Paul. It's time to put our money where our mouth is, folks. And this micro broadcasting is a way to do it. And it's something with impact. And so we'll do that show on Thursday night with Mike Jones. So you're going to want to tell all your friends, everybody that you know that's involved in this Patriot movement, and get them listening Thursday night, 11 p.m. Central Time. And we're going to put out some MySpace bulletins and all that kind of stuff to get some people listening, because I think it's very, very important. Probably going to be one of the most important broadcasts we do on this program, because I want to start providing people with solutions, things they can do that are practical, that are real, and that do make a difference. And so, totally looking forward to that show on Thursday night. All right, back to our guest, Josh Reeves. We're talking about the Council for National Policy. And we briefly, before the break, touched on this Blackwater company. And Josh, here's what essentially is a private army that has its tentacles not just in Iraq, but basically all over the world. They're working now on building their own Navy. They've gotten their own naval training ships now. And they're even in the process of starting their own Air Force. Now, I mean, a private army here in the United States with its own Air Force, that's absolutely insane.
Well, it is. And let me give you a little bit of information, Mike, on what I found out about this Blackwater connection. It's very interesting. There was an article that came out last week, and this was during the course of why I was doing my research on the Council for National Policy. And I was also doing some research on just for, you know, articles, as you do every day. And I was looking at Raw Story, and there was an article that came across Raw Story that said, man Bush chose to lead Pentagon contracting probes left under fire to become Blackwater COO. And he was this guy by the name of Joseph Schmidt. So I started looking into this particular guy, not expecting that there would be any relationship between him and the Council for National Policy. But what I ended up finding out was what I was speaking about, the information that I'd heard Peter Del Scott talk about, which was the connection between Blackwater and the Council on for National Policy. I mean, I found the direct link with this. And essentially, Schmitz, who is the chief operating officer, he's right under what was the other gentleman's name? Myrick or I can't remember the other gentleman. You know the other Eric D. Prince, that's it.
Right,
he's
right.
Directly under Eric D. Prince. And the interesting thing about this guy was to see that he's a member of the Order of Malta, which many of these Council for National Policy people are. We'll get into that in a little bit. He's the son of the late GOP far-right congressman and segregationist American Independent Party presidential candidate John G. Schmitz. His sister was Mary Kay Letourneau, who was arrested in 2004 after having sex with her 12-year-old sixth-grade student. Interesting to see that that's his sister. Then you go on to look at these other connections, and
it's amazing it's amazing. In all these groups, there's always a tie to pedophilia. It never fails.
Yeah, either male or female. I mean, either way. And it's, you know, I just had to throw that in there because it's interesting to note that this guy who's the chief operating officer of Blackwater, his sister happens to be Mary Kay Letourneau, and I didn't expect to find that. you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's pretty odd, but the Eric Prince's sister, Betsy, and Eric Prince is the CEO of Blackwater. He's also a Council for National Policy member. Well, he's the chairman of the Michigan GOP, his sister, Eric Prince's sister, is actually married to Dick DeVos, and he's the son of the Amway founder, Richard DeVos, who is another high-level Council for National Policy guy. This is the guy that started Amway, and he's also the owner of the Orlando Magic basketball team. Basically, these guys all have Council on Foreign Relations Policy ties as well, and they're tied in with Abramoff and James Kennedy, different people, Pat Robertson, different people like that. So when you start looking into these people that are the top executive officers for Blackwater and see that they're tied in with this organization that essentially is, you know, looking to spread genocide and their own beliefs throughout the world, it's pretty scary to think about, as you said, them getting their own Air Force. I mean, come on. This is a threat.
Well, certainly. I mean, look at their involvement with Hurricane Katrina, and the fact that they were involved in the gun confiscations and that occurred, you know, down there in violation of the citizens of New Orleans' Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms and to protect themselves. When you got armed thugs running around the city, and that's known, and they just added more conditions to the test just to check and see what the population would do. I mean, these people are absolutely thick. And all of this stuff. And again, you know, the connections back to pedophilia. I mean, what group out there that we keep coming, all these groups that we come across, whether it's the Bilderbergs, the, Skull and Bones, whatever, there's always a connection with these guys to pedophilia or homosexuality. Always.
Yeah, and it's really interesting to see the type of, this is a key core, Mike, for the propagation of the false left-right paradigm as well. I mean, this is a breeding ground for that kind of stuff. You've got people like Rudy Giuliani, who has been the keynote speaker out the Council for National Policy before. And then I see an article from the Washington Times last week where they talk about James Dobson and some of these other, people that are Council for National Policy members are talking about that they'll run a third party if Giuliani gets the nomination because of his stance on abortion. And it takes 2 seconds to realize that that's smoke and mirrors, and they're there to set to divide the people in their own ranks, because obviously these guys are on the same team. I mean, I heard Dobson on Hannity last week, and he was actually openly talking about the CMP, saying that they had 50 members at their last meeting 2 weeks ago, and that 3 of the 50 didn't agree with the policy on board. That's not a very high high number there, Mike, for people to disagree in a group of, such compartmentalization.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. You've got this article in the Washington Times. Guess who owns the Washington Times? The Reverend Sung Myung Moon, who is also a member of the CNP.
Well, you just led me onto a great next area to talk about this, Mike. Thank you very much for the segue there, my friend. That's a very nice segue. Sun Young Moon, I've got some interesting videos, Mike, that I need to send to you. I haven't sent these to you yet since I found them, but I found some interesting videos with Sun Young Moon. And we're looking into this. I mean, all these guys worship him. I mean, right up to Poppy Bush, Herbert Walker. I mean, he worships the guy. All these guys,
right.
And they all have direct connections to organizations such as the Knights of Malta, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Unification Church with Sun Young Moon, Church of Scientology, Freemason, the CIA, Nazis, the Church in Universal Triumph, the Ku Klux Klan, the Templeton Foundation. All these people that are in the Council for National Policy all have ties to these groups, and I found a propaganda video from Sun Young Moon's church, and they said global governance about four times in there, and actually said that he is the new Jesus that is going to bring about one world religion. I mean, they say it right in this video, Mike.
Well, and the thing is, what's interesting is here they've got their arms wrapped around Reverend Moon, and back in the 80s they were hollering and screaming how the Moonies were a cult. I mean, hollering from the rooftops about it.
And when you go back and look at their documents, and you go back and look at who was Council on National Policy members during that time in the 80s listings, that you can tie it directly back to when that big argument and that big controversy was going on, you can sit there and see that the same people that were formulating this argument and calling them a cult were members of the Council for National Policy and attending Moon's church. I mean, come on.
Ah, oh, what a tangled web we weave! But then again, it's all about symbolism. It has nothing to do with substance, as we see. I mean, look at who they've hitched their wagon to. I mean, you know, talking about trying to make George Bush out to be the most Christian president ever, which and Ted Pike thinks that that's what they're trying to do with this hate speech bill that was attached to the. Of this latest Pentagon authorization bill, and whether he'll come in and veto it, and be lauded as the great values president. And I know people personally that, in spite of the information I have given them regarding George W. Bush, still thinks he's a great values-driven individual. And I'm going, huh? But when you see all this plan together, where to try to create this. I guess neo-moralism in this country that they're working ever so hard to try to create the image and maintain that with George W. Bush.
Well, and that's very interesting to note, Mike, because when you start looking at the Council for National Policy, I mean, in all my research, that's where something like that directly comes from. These
right.
are the people that put that kind of thing together. We've talked about this before, in private, that, this hate crimes bill, it indeed looks like a setup. Maybe, look at who would stand to gain from this. These are the direct people that would stand to gain. And as you said, it could very well be a setup. In order to make Bush come out and look like he's, he's the good guy yet again. And this is one of the many things they do, and there are many levels to it, and it's a pretty complex thing to start looking at.
Well, but look, and just like I shared this with Ted Pike, if the bill is passed and signed into law, then basically what you have these groups, these people like Dobson and Robertson, they come back hollering and screaming to the American people and their followers and say, oh, gosh, we're in deep straits here. We need cash to combat this. And so they have more people send in money, and they basically build their own little war chest to do whatever they want to do, which most likely isn't going to be to change hate crimes laws. I mean, it's absolutely amazing sitting and watching these people and how they operate. And when you pull when you take the rose-colored glasses off and you start seeing the picture for what it is, these people become quite disgusting very quickly.
Yeah, look at the fact that these guys have a 501c3 tax exemption. I mean, I heard on Hannity last week him berating Hillary Clinton for 10 or 15 minutes about her having campaign contributors that have 501c3 ratings, and not 5 minutes later the guy has Dobson on, who is a Council for National Policy member, And what do you think they do? These guys take money from people like the Hunt oil family and the Rockefellers, and essentially they get all the money they need pumped into it from all these special interests. So, you know, they have money to fund and pay off people to set the policies that they want to achieve their aims, and it's basically to herd in the sheep, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, exactly what it is. I mean, and you heard one segment here and another segment of the population, and you keep this false left-right paradigm in existence. Because, again, you know, we're going to talk about the, one of the things that got the biggest cheers at the debate today was when Sam Brownback talking about nominating a real pro-life president. And it's a side issue. I don't like babies being killed. But when we talk about the big issues facing our country right now, it's about how we're gonna stay in existence when this country is broke, how we're gonna get our troops out of Iraq, and they keep throwing up gay marriage, abortion, things that should never be decided on a federal level, they make a federal issue. Back in just a minute with more. We're speaking with Josh Reeves, talking about the Council for National Policy. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Top of the hour, we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You lift the fuse, I stand the fuse. You are
Back here on the Midnight Rider, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Wow, awesome conversation going on in the Republic Broadcasting chat room right now. Man, boom. I mean, that's good stuff in there. A nice little conversation going on. And, well, the chat rooms are open right now. The chat room at the Republic Broadcasting website, republicbroadcasting.org. And then also at midnightridershow.com. Just click the chat link there, and you can go in there and enjoy that conversation there as well. My email address is mike@midnightridershow.com. If you've got comments about the show, feedback, guest ideas, please let me know. I love to hear any criticism of the show or anything like that. And that type of stuff, you know, makes a world of difference to me because it, one, you know, gives me an idea of if what I'm doing right and what I'm doing wrong. Because my idea, you know, my aim here is to get better, to try to bring you the best possible show I can bring you every night. So you, you know, want to invite people here to listen to the program. And that's my aim. My aim is here is not only to inspire the choir, but at the same time, wake up new people. Because I know our time is short and I know we've got to get busy. And, so that's why I'm here. I'm here for my kids. I'm here for my grandkids. And, I'm just a guy. I'm just like everybody else. I'm not a leader. Don't want to be a leader. You know, cause I have too many faults and problems of my own, to take up that kind of a mantle. And I'm just not very good at it. I'm pretty good at doing a little research and running my mouth. And, that's what I'm doing. Just trying to stand up from the rooftops and shout it just as loud as I possibly can, so that people will hear, the message of freedom and truth and liberty. And hopefully they'll respond in time. Talking tonight with Josh Reeves. He's a, documentary filmmaker and a talk show host himself. And he's been doing research into an organization called the Council for National Policy. And, you know, Josh, just over the break, I was thinking, you know, about our conversation here. And the fact, you know, we go back to this false left-right paradigm. And this almost reminds me of the plot line of the movie Dragnet with Dan Aykroyd and Tom Hanks, where you've got Dabney Coleman as the porn hustler and the Reverend Jonathan Worley, I forget who plays him, who is the leader of the group called Mama, that's trying to rid Los Angeles of the pornography and the crime, when in fact, he himself is kind of a Satanist. They're out doing rituals in the out in the park, and he and Dabney Coleman come to an agreement where Dabney Coleman keeps pushing the porn through, and the Reverend Worley makes it where just a little bit of it is taken off the market to make it look good. And this is very similar to what we have right here.
Yeah, it very much is, Mike. And, you know, I hadn't seen that movie in so long, but it's a great movie. I remember all the things you brought up about it. If I'm not mistaken, at the end, at the very end of that movie, I think it's Dan Aykroyd comes busting in or something, and weren't they having some kind of like Bohemian Grove, like Satan worship ritual or something?
Yeah, they're wearing goat leggings and stuff. Hang on a second. We've got a 70-second break. We'll come back and pick it up right there. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With recent